Now we'll go back to our regular agenda items, starting with item one.
Item number one, a resolution ordinance by Supervisor Jurczyk amending Chapter 9 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, clarifying the use of county funds to pay for public service announcements and video or airtime. On May 16, 2013, this item was laid over for one meeting cycle.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the clerk indicated, we had this before us on May 16th, and it was my action that actually laid this over to get this thoroughly vetted, to make sure that the public and the all the elected department heads were aware of this ethics provision. I have had a chance to talk to several of my colleagues, including some of those that were expressed some concerns. After those discussions, I actually prepared an amendment, and hopefully you've all received a copy from Mr. Cady, who's providing them. This ethics provision, and I want to stress, it's an ethics provision, first of all, applies to all elected officials in the county. This does not focus on any single elected official. It applies to all elected officials, including county supervisors, including the county executive. Again, the first of all, we define county funds. County funds will mean all funds that flow through the county's financial system, including state revenue, property taxes, sales and use taxes, fees, grant revenue, contributions, and any other revenue. Very broad definition. This board, this legislative branch, has budgetary oversight over all departments. And, you know, I've had a lot of miscommunication from my own constituents who are misled sometimes by media that suggests the board should butt out of certain budgets because we have no business telling department heads what to do. That is false. This board provides financial oversight over all budgets, including the budgets of elected officials. After speaking with my colleagues, I have amended the second provision that is in the ordinance. This is a new provision marked M. You will note, and I think Mr. Cady has given everyone a copy of my amended resolution, and I'm going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to point out what the amended part is. Limits on purchase commercial time paid public speech. No elected county official shall use county funds to purchase or direct others on his or her behalf to purchase media commercial time or space, to place paid advertisements or paid public service announcements that feature the elected official in video format or with an audio recording of the voice of the elected official. And here's the important change. This limitation shall not include newsletters, press releases, or pictures released by the elected official that does not require purchase through third-party advertisers or paid commercial time or space. There was concern about, you know, the ability to put out our newsletters, press releases, in which all of us, all elected officials, tend to communicate. And as long as you're just doing that through your own production, you're not hiring third-party media to pay for the distribution of your commercial, that is now a clear exclusion in my amendment. Really what this is saying is, first of all, the public understands public service announcements basically to be free announcements, something that the media outlet carries on behalf of its own organization to advise the public of some public interest. And it's misleading for any elected official to state that they're putting out a public service announcement when it's fact paid commercial time. And when it features the elected official, it becomes a way of promoting oneself, if you will. We do have some campaign rules, but this is actually an ethics rule within the county code, which clarifies that you can't put out paid commercial time and suggest that it's something other than paid commercial time. It's not a public service announcement if, in fact, you're paying, and then, in addition, possibly providing a very compelling story or cause from your point of view, but others may disagree with. I'm not suggesting you can't do that. Certainly you have free speech rights. But to pay for it is a misleading suggestion that somehow the county is putting out free service announcements to the public when, in fact, it's paid commercial time. So, first of all, Mr. Chairman, I would move the amendment before this committee, and then if we have a discussion of that, I would like to move the resolution as amended.
Thank you
for the opportunity.
Thank you. We do have one person from the public who has indicated an interest in speaking, Inspector Edward Bailey from the Milwaukee Sheriff's Office, speaking against. And Inspector Bailey did give me a courtesy call yesterday, which I appreciate asking. He had some videos which he wished to share that were relatively short. I don't have any objection to that. I don't know if anybody from the committee has any objection to that. If not, in the course of his presentation, we'll let Inspector Bailey show us what he wants to show us. Inspector Bailey, and then just for the record, could you identify yourself?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Inspector Edward Bailey, on behalf of Sheriff David Clark in the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. I'm joined today at table by Mr. William Lefflein, the Fiscal Affairs Manager with the Sheriff's Office, who has prepared some financial data in case, in the course of questions, the issue of finances comes up. Mr. Chairman, I join you today to voice, on behalf of Sheriff Clark, our disdain for an item that purports to be a resolution and related ordinance clarifying the use of county funds, but is nothing more than a gag of Sheriff Clark predicated on a straightforward difference in policy beliefs. I provided the committee clerk with copies of my brief comments today, as well as four copies of a disc containing five video clips and eight separate audio clips for the committee's consideration. I have asked the chair's indulgence in playing the video clips at this time, as their content forms a context for my brief remarks this morning. In making this request, I guarantee the chair that the clips will last less than 3 minutes in total and that none of the clips feature the voice or likeness of Sheriff Clark. The purpose of these clips is to show the elected and appointed professionals delivering information related to the real lives of citizens directly to them in an audiovisual 21st century format. Mr. Chairman, I may have to suspend for a moment. I'm prepared to use this computer if it'll connect to that screen, but I need to load the drive in.
Thanks. Take the time you need.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Mr. Chairman,
Supervisor Lipscomb.
While we're waiting on that, could we discuss the proposed amendment, or can I ask a question about it if it's going to take a few minutes?
I just assume if this is going to be a brief interlude while he sets up that we don't, because
no problem.
Let's get him, let him make his pitch, and then we'll discuss. If he has some technical difficulties, then we'll get rolling.
All right.
Would you prefer their private commercial products?
How's it going?
We better have a provision about that.
Are we just about ready, do we think? Or?
It's, no, it's not the machine is just perfect.
I want to see if the financial, what's your position?
Leftling.
Fiscal administrator.
Thank you. I'd like to use the right title. If he could share the information about the finances used on the item that we're talking about.
Sure. If, go ahead.
What specifically would you be interested in, sir?
I guess my specific question is how much funding was put towards the initiative put out by this year?
So far this year, we have purchased $18,775 of PSAs. And this, in 2012, there was $22,300.
Mr. Leffling, I just have just a quick follow. Just to follow up on that, I mean, I don't know if PSAs is a term of art. I mean, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But to me, a public service announcement, generally the media provider provides that airtime.
I'll be talking about that in my comments.
Okay. How are we doing on your video presentation? Should we just keep rolling on other things while you try to get going, or? I don't want to sit here for a long time waiting for this.
I understand. I the computer's loading. It's I'm logged in. It's just that's the sound of success, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
In fact, it didn't play to speak.
Do you have a follow-up then, Supervisor Bowen?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. How many media outlets? And you're also saying that in 2012, the amount was $20,000 total for the year on all public service announcements out of the sheriff.
Yes, Supervisor, that's correct.
Are you saying in 2013, the current PSAs we've seen in June, halfway through the year, have been spent up to $18,000 on this one initiative?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
How are we doing, Inspector?
We're open.
We have quite a build-up now for this video.
better
be good.
Like, yeah. We have a failure to communicate or something.
The monitor is on, but it's not.
The monitors are on.
Why don't you?
Three, or was it coming?
There we go.
the sheriff will note that we were very patient with his staff while we waited. For
the audio plays, I'm not going to be responsible for the volume.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
No. Okay, continue with your testimony, Inspector.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Very much. I'm going to let the video clips play. There are four of them, less than 2 minutes total time, and they'll have a direct impact on my comments. Thank
okay.
you.
Did your 3 minutes start yet?
No. At this point, I'd rather load my laptop.
Should have hired Cannon Dunphy to do this.
Any better alternative?
I'll try one more time. You know what, Mr. Chairman, I can get you exactly where we want to be. Thank you. I get myself. I'm going to drop out of here. I'm going to play directly off the disc. There's four of them. I'm going to play them in order. Load my laptop at the end of my comments. Because mine's already up and running. This laptop is just something I've been running.
Okay. Are you going to just go with your testimony and then show us it at the end? Is that our plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Since mine is already up, if you just indulge 30 seconds.
Okay. Anybody have a clock?
Where's the one behind?
What?
Do we have I and the D person?
The media will have to go to lunch, so.
Sure. Okay.
If the audio works.
So
very happy. Thank you, sir. I'm going to play them in order.
Okay. Here we go. We're back in order.
Hello out there. I'm Mr. Sulu of Star Trek. When I'm out in space, I use the Starship Enterprise to get around. When I'm here in Milwaukee, I ride the bus to save time and money. Your $5 weekly pass is a great buy. Your bus tickets, the greatest. Take it from a man who knows. Your Milwaukee.
Public transportation is one of the most important things we do in the county. Thousands of people every day rely on the bus to get to work. Thousands of people rely on the bus to get to school. We aren't just part of the community, we are the community. Our new buses are helping to reduce air pollution, and they run more efficiently. With hundreds of new buses coming online, Milwaukee County has one of the newest bus fleets in the country. A strong transit system powers a strong economy. We need to get it right for Milwaukee, and we do.
Data at you tonight. Our goal is to provide you context. Now,
so Mrs. Sampson, can you tell me more about your multitasking skills?
Absolutely. I can put on makeup, eat my lunch, take care of the kids, and talk on my phone, all while I'm driving. I can also walk and text at the same time.
I'm Sarasota County Sheriff Tom Knight. While multitasking is a great job attribute, it shouldn't cause harm to yourself or someone else. Stay focused and get where you're going in one piece.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the purpose of those clips, but four of the many that show both elected and appointed professionals delivering information related to the real lives of citizens directly to them in an audiovisual 21st century format, is to establish quickly what my testimony alone could not. I have been to the section of the Milwaukee Police Department's website entitled The Source, where Chief Flynn, another long-serving law enforcement professional and agency head, promises his citizens the genuine, unfiltered information from us, from the latest crime stats to hard-hitting stories about officers' work that you won't see anywhere else. We'll correct the news stories that got it wrong, and we'll highlight the ones that got it right. And most importantly, we'll create our own content so you can see what the Milwaukee Police Department is really accomplishing in the community. If Chief Flynn, who is admittedly an appointee and not an elected, airs a piece on MPD response times, is that issue political? Does it matter that he represents the viewpoint of an elected mayor? Does it matter that elective campaigns may turn on issues such as that? Or is the message a valid one of public safety and ensuring that the public is informed? And who makes that call? When County Executive Abley appears in a broadcast television commercial for Milwaukee Transit, is he burnishing his image to the electorate? Do riders choose to use the system based on their perception of the likelihood of encountering him on it on any given day, or his trustworthiness in managing a maintenance program that torques lug nuts to spec? Is he a better spokesman for the system than Mr. Sulu? And who makes that call? With this item, the county board makes the call. Under the guise of a potential ethics violation, The resolution seeks to place what he himself has correctly called a gag order on Sheriff Clark, and one that is based on, despite attempts to paint it as something else, a policy difference. After both noting that current ethics ordinance denotes that elected officials have responsibility for oversight of their budget and can direct spending, the resolution overreaches by seeking to define what it terms appropriate public communications that are paid for with public dollars. And that is the problem. The board, or any governing body, determining the propriety of an elected, and in this case a public safety official, discussing issues of public safety directly with the public. And why does this resolution seek this power? As opposed to discussing the actual policy differences between author and sheriff, which all know directly spurred this action, the resolution seeks the higher neutral ground. The changes needed, it would have it, as using county funds to pay for communications can give the appearance of promoting an elected official prior to re-election campaigns or otherwise suggest that incumbents obtain other advantages through the use of paid advertisements, whether or not actual campaigns are in progress. To that end, I can assure the committee that in regard to Sheriff Clark, this resolution is an answer in search of a problem. The sheriff is not a candidate for elective office. Members of the board needn't wonder whether the sheriff would broadcast a PSA bearing his likeness and voice once the nominating papers for elective office are in. Under the same guidelines that we operate in federal forfeiture usage, county ethics policy is already clear on this point. No county public official or employee shall, for the apparent purpose of seeking to elect or defeat a person seeking elective office, engage in what one might consider campaigning activities. How the resolution creates this particular gag, however, to as much extent as the policy reasons that it does so, is of real concern to this committee. What is media? Does the internet count? Does web streaming? Does a county supervisor's website? The electeds at the city already have streaming video content on their websites. Nice welcome messages with both video and audio of the elected. Unfortunately, this resolution is mired in the old technology. A photo likeness of an elected official is okay. A glossy four-page mailer that discusses both political and policy issues is fine, even though we may pay a third party, the U.S. Postal Service, to distribute it. We're certainly using tax money to create them. Every time any one of us leaves the house or turns on the lights at the office or cranks up the printing presses at HOC Graphics, we're spending taxpayer money. It's what we do. All of that money, in the words of the resolution, flows through the county's financial system. Video, audio, streaming, broadcast media. These are the tools of the next 100 years, not mailers and not posters. There is speculation, I know, and the committee has made reference to it, about just what Federal Communications Commission denotes as a paid public service announcement. It is quite simply any announcement where consideration of any sort, including but not limited to cash, goods or services, in-kind contributions, endorsements, or favorable treatment, is made to any FCC licensee for the airing of issues of the community in 15, 30, and 60-second formats. There are free public service announcements, there are paid public service announcements, and there are commercial broadcasts. And they're all separate, and they're all governed by the FCC with special rules. Clearly, as my last video clip of a sheriff in Sarasota, Florida, has demonstrated, it's not really an issue of practice. A sheriff is elected, it's true. So are mayors, so are county executives. But they also become the faces, to their public, of these governmental bodies. They are not only subject matter experts, but they lend their offices and their messages prestige. They do, in the words of another section of the county ethics code, allow an ethical elected official to to inject the prestige of the office into everyday dealings with the public, with employees, and with associates. On the disc that I provided, the committee clerk has several copies, you can watch them at your leisure, is a collection of audio PSAs, all from Sheriff Clark. The three that have triggered this legislation, to be sure, but also six other public paid PSAs on topics including texting while driving, OWI enforcement, the importance of reading and education, and safety at our area festivals. Clearly, none of these PSAs, going back 3 years, triggered today's agenda item, despite their airing in the same formats. I expect that may be because, as with the Florida sheriff's clip, they're in relation to another type of safety, to traffic safety. No less an authority than the federal NTSB and their concept of the three E's of traffic safety, enforcement, engineering, and education, have brought that concept to bear on the issue of that kind of safety. Education. In relation to personal safety from potentially violent crime, that is what Sheriff Clark seeks, to make real his constitutional duty by sending a message intended to prevent people from being victimized by crime. That is his charge as he sees it. And to choose his ways and means of performing that work and to be accountable to the sovereign, the voters of this county, in doing so. And on behalf of the sheriff, when crime prevention becomes unethical, the world is upside down. Mr. Chairman, I thank you for your indulgence in time, particularly with the setup, in speaking on behalf of Sheriff Clark today. I close my prepared comments with another section of the County Ethics Code, a favorite section that I reread just yesterday in preparing to address you this morning. Standards of ethical conduct for public employees and public elected and appointed officials need to distinguish between those minor and inconsequential conflicts which are unavoidable in a free society and those conflicts which are substantial and material. And the proper operation of democratic government requires that public officials and employees be independent, impartial, and responsible to the people, and that decisions and policy be made in the best interests of the people. Today's action attempts to establish the formal county position on how all electeds talk to their constituents. It seeks the sheriff tomorrow, but would bind you as surely in the days ahead. It is not an issue of election year politicking. It is a reaction to a message that was found distasteful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand that under public comment rules, you gave me extreme latitude in the length of those comments. I appreciate it, and as always, I'm happy to take questions from the committee.
Supervisor Jurczyk, do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know where Sheriff Clark is.
I've not seen him this morning. He's in Milwaukee County, I know that, because I spoke to him late last night, and I'm aware of his travel plans.
I think it would have been an act of respect and courtesy for him to come and address this committee. I did send him a letter and invite him. I know he's made some comments about this particular ordinance, and it's good to see the elected sheriff come before the elected legislative branch. So I'm sorry he didn't show up himself to give the message. I actually think your PowerPoint was tremendous. I think we can have a wonderful discussion around that PowerPoint. There are a lot of things on there that are right on. For example, the bus ad, I agree. It would be inappropriate under this proposal to have Abley going on and touting the buses. And I've been on this board long enough to remember when Walker severely cut the bus budget, and this board had to put money back into the budget to keep bus routes running, especially in my district, Route 15. Which at one time, Walker would have eliminated bus service along the entire South Shore. And then went on a public service announcement, as you pointed out, and touted the buses. It very much irritated the legislative branch because Walker had nothing to do with keeping the buses running. It was this legislative branch. But I totally agree, this would eliminate the ability of the county executive, of the legislative branch, from doing the bus ads. Now, it doesn't prevent bus ads. Lloyd Grant would have been fine since he's not an elected official, or Mike Juneau currently could still do bus ads. Your Be a Force ad, which did not highlight any elected official, would be perfectly okay. And you know, I understand what you're saying about the Sarasota officer. That seemed to be a very professional ad. However, when Sheriff Clark does ads, he intends to be controversial. He sometimes is sending a message to other major police departments in this city with some undertows of comments. And I think that's a misuse when he's using public funds. And therefore, when you write these ethics rules, you have to write them, first of all, I believe, to cover everyone similarly situated, and that is elected officials. So, you know, he would not be able to do ads that inflame the public about their gun rights. I'm sorry you keep using the word gag order. This is not a gag order. I don't have a bandana big enough to gag the sheriff. He has the right to do all of the freedom of speech issues he wants. This is about using public funds. And this is about the board's oversight of budgetary public funds. And that is what the intent of the ethics provision provides for, and certainly is my intent. And I'm going to go to your own Sheriff's Office Code of Conduct, because I looked at your Code of Conduct as well. And your own Code of Conduct within the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says, and I'm going to quote, "Police officers must not receive private or special advantage from the official status. Respect from the public cannot be bought." Your Code of Conduct. And if this ethics code that I'm providing here this morning is not consistent with that, then I don't know what is. So I'm very sorry Sheriff Clark's not here to speak to us directly. We could have had a wonderful debate about this, but this is not First Amendment rights. This is not in any attempt to permit the sheriff to freely speak. This is about using public funds, and actually it's misusing public funds. So thank you for the latitude, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other comments? The motion in front of us is approval of the amendment. Go ahead, Supervisor.
Thank you. Why not? I'll speak to it. It's always so much fun to be in controversy. when last month this came up, very honestly, a previous member of this committee made some valid points, I thought, and I thought the supervisor took those into consideration. I had some skepticism myself, to be honest with you. I was wondering, you know, is it a problem-seeking solution or solution-seeking problem kind of thing? There are many, many important issues in front of us. I've been in two committees this week. We've had tremendously important issues. Talk about mental health. We're talking about development and conservation on the county grounds. All these areas have been mainly, I've been very much involved in. So my initial reaction is, this is much ado about nothing. You know, why are we fighting about these things? But you know, ethics is a common denominator. And I don't think my colleague needs defense, but you know, I don't think Sheriff Clark needs defense. He does a pretty good job defending himself. Okay, I appreciate the words. I don't think I had any disagreements with what you had to say, the 99% of it. Okay, I think this is a hard area to define. We made the comments last month that, well, it's like defining pornography. Well, it's kind of hard, but I know it when I see it. That's the Supreme Court decision, the summary of it, as we all know, probably. And I think this has relevance in this idea. We know it when we see it kind of thing. The great majority of things, how can we have a problem with? And you know, I'm afraid I had to spend more time thinking about this, and, you know, enough angst going. But, you know, I just say, you know what, this isn't a major problem. I mean, I don't see this as a gag order. No one is trying to limit First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. No one's trying to take guns, or sheriff can't say anything about it. I know for a fact Supervisor Jurcik has told me her husband has went through concealed carry and you know, knows how to use a gun. Okay, that's the right for everybody. And that's a good public service announcement to say, you know, you have the right for concealed carry and to do that, whether, you know, I personally agree with it or not. Okay? So the point is, I don't see any abolishment or gag order or trying to take away rights from anybody. I really don't. I just see something here, and, you know, I was always told, and we all want to follow the ethics code. I'm sure we all do. Okay? It's, you know, and if we're not sure, we err on the part of, you know, am I doing this for my Well, we all have campaign funds. The sheriff has campaign funds. Okay? If there is a question, it would seem my individual duty and a corporate duty to say, you know what, this is kind of on the line here. I'm going to use my campaign funds. Or I would go talk to the ex community and say, you know what, should I really be able to do this, or should I take this from my campaign funds? I've done that, by the way. Okay? These are hard things. I don't want to be part of trying to limit anyone's rights or ability to speak. You know, you've got four or five definitions of a public service announcement. What is and is it paid for? Is it not? But you know what? We've been stripped away of a lot of things. We still have the right on the budget and to look at things. And we don't have to agree. I think I have great respect for everybody here. Okay? I try to be thoughtful in this kind of thing. I'm not trying to limit anyone's rights. I'm not saying the sheriff can't do what he wants to do. Okay? He's going to do it anyway. Okay? And why is all the media here? Well, because it's controversial, because this is something great to write about. Do we have to fight over this, really? Isn't this common sense? You know? Do we really need a resolution? I'm not so sure. But you know what? I'm backing my colleague here. I'm backing the fact that this is not a gag order. It's not a limitation. The sheriff can do it. Anybody can do it. If there's a fine line, then this at least gives us a blueprint to work from, so we're all on common ground. We should all be on common ground together. If there's a question about things, we all want to be ethical. Then we err on the side of ethics, and if it's something that's really for our campaign, then we take it from our campaign funds. I think there's differences, what I've heard in some of the PSAs, the earlier ones, in what the sheriff has done lately. I think there is a difference. It's controversial. It's meant to be controversial, okay? But it gets into another area a little bit here, and well, I hope this isn't portrayed as, you know, stripping away rights or gag orders or, you know, elected officials trying to take away rights from everybody else. We're doing the same thing to ourselves. We hold ourselves to the same standard. We're asking the sheriff and everybody else to. So I really thought about this a little bit, and I really feel strongly about this too. And I think this is the, you know, I don't see why you should feel offended or this is limited you in any way. You still do all these things. So that's my comments, and I'm supporting the resolution, my colleague. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand the intent. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think it will hinder our ability to inform the public, and I think it is a responsibility of an elected official to inform the public. In essence, there's no difference between print mail, newsletter, mailers, or social media. Now, I didn't know the numbers were this high, so I would support a cap. But on the other hand, he's the sheriff, and I don't, you know, public safety is very important. It's a very top priority issue. So maybe if somebody wants to propose a cap, other than that, I can't support this resolution because I believe the public needs to be informed. So I do that with the radio, and I also do that with my print mail, and to me there's no difference. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the amendment and the resolution, and basically was in favor of, until I heard that Supervisor Jurcik indicated that the county executive, and I know we've had differences lately with respect to governing, but she gave an example that, that someone else from the Milwaukee County Transit System or the Milwaukee Transit Services could do the bus commercial as opposed to the county executive. And I'm kind of weighing what that is about, in as much as the county executive is the top elected official with respect to county government, and there might just be something that he or she wants to convey, and if this would prohibit that official from doing such, then I would have a concern about that, at least at the present. So I just wanted to weigh in on that, given what I heard Supervisor Jerzyk say.
The only thing I would add to this discussion is I've done public service announcements many times over the years as an elected official. I've never thought about using tax dollars to do it. It was always provided airtime by the media outlet. And that also includes for me ads in little booklets. I either use my own money or campaign account. I agree with Supervisor Schmidt. So I think it's easier to draw a bright line and say don't do it rather than have a gray area and have these discussions, and maybe people don't agree with the sheriff on this issue but agree with them on that, so that one's okay. I would, you know, so to me this isn't about the sheriff. I don't think we should be doing this either. And I would probably disagree with Supervisor Johnson. I think it probably isn't appropriate for the county executive, whoever that is, to be in a commercial about the bus company, a paid commercial. You know, that could be seen as helping their next election. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they shouldn't be using tax dollars to do that. In my opinion, it's a pretty easy test. But is there any other discussion or questions? Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to make a couple comments. I think when it comes down to it, and the inspector stated, you know, the sheriff isn't a candidate for office right now, but we're all elected, and we're using our statuses when we put out things that are public. And I guess the crossing line for me is using taxpayer dollars right here. If I'm not mistaken, the sheriff's department has a deficit and has a history of deficits. I don't think it's June right now, 2013. Last year they spent $20,000 total on PSAs. That had nothing to do with this, I would say more so of a personal agenda by the sheriff, but it didn't have the same tune that we're hearing right now, and they spent $20,000. This year, they've already spent $18,000. So that's almost 90% of what you spent the previous year on this tirade of an agenda that I would say is not the reflection of the county or the people that live in the county. Now, that can be up for debate, but I think if I look down to what is the deciding factor here, I think using taxpayer dollars is crossing the line. If you want to use campaign funds or personal funds, you have all the right to do that outside of county time. But and going back to the commercial that you mentioned with the county exec, which I didn't really think was a good commercial, if you ask me. The best commercial that I thought we had was the transit rider that had a disability, had a visual impairment. And the focus of transit was that commercial. In the county exec commercial, it kind of just looked like the focus was the county exec, but that's just me. I think we need to make a decision based on what's better for the county. And I don't think we should continue this trend of allowing electeds to use taxpayer dollars to push agendas such as these. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, as it relates to the...
I don't mean to gag you, but unless, you know, what I've noticed in some of these hearings is, you know, we get this give and take, and, you know, you had your opportunity to testify and no one asked you a direct question. You know, my experience always at the legislature was once you're done, you leave the table. So if you have a brief comment, go ahead, but, you know, we're trying to wrap this up, and I don't know where the votes are going to be, so if you have a brief comment, go ahead.
No, you've been more than generous. Thank you, sir.
Supervisor Stamper.
Yes, I had a question regarding those numbers. Do you have it itemized where you can name or give us some examples of some of the organizations that you applied some of that money to?
Supervisor, I can put that together for you very shortly after the meeting.
Okay, just name a couple. You got a couple? Just name about three or four of them.
WTMJ, Clear Channel, WMIL, those stations.
WKLH.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb, did you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the amendment, I think the amendment, and particularly the new amendment and the attempt to try to more clearly define what's acceptable and what's not, just shows you the difficulty presented. I mean, Supervisor Schmidt alludes to this, that I think we all see this somewhere on the spectrum, somewhere a little different on the spectrum. And I think that that's the problem in trying to define it in this way. And I think that the more we attempt to, the messier it's getting, and the more I'm having difficulty supporting it. On the overall issue, I'd say, you know, I'm not certain that I believe that this rises to the level of the types of activity that are in our ethics code. I don't see the general idea of using paid media as a bright yellow line, as was referenced. While the specific example, people may have their issues with the message or the messenger or even the media that was specific media purchased. I don't think that this is appropriate as it's laid out here. I would say I think there may be an ethical issue in the specific example. I think what I've found more objectionable than the message or the messenger is probably the relationship between the messenger and the media outlet, and the idea that I think there may already be an ethics violation relative to the way that media outlet has granted extraordinary access to that advertiser. I just heard him on the radio the other morning. That potential quid pro quo. I don't know that same relationship or offer for free hosting time is that a traditional thing that you get for you place $20,000 of advertisement or what? I think those sorts of issues are much larger ethical issues. They're not even touched on by what's in front of us. But I'm not interested, I guess, today in this. I do understand why people don't like this sort of activity, and I think that that's for voters to take up. I think perhaps the comparison to how campaigns are regulated might not be a bad one, that perhaps a disclosure is required to distinguish between a free, legitimate PSA and a paid piece. And then taxpayers would know that their elected official is being brought to them by their tax dollars, not a pure PSA piece. So that's not what's before us today, but I just offer that potentially as an alternative to the attempt here of trying to draw a strict box around the activity. So I will oppose these items today. Thank you.
If there is no further discussion, the roll can be taken on. This is on the amendment, so this is not the entire item. This is the amendment which Supervisor Jurczyk offered to tighten up some of the language. So if you take the roll on the amendment, if you support the amendment, vote yes. If you oppose the amendment, vote no.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The amendment is approved.
Chair.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
I move the resolution as amended.
Any discussion on that? Supervisor Stamper.
Yeah, just one quick question to any of the supporters. I'd like to know the difference between an elected official sending out print mail with his face on it with a certain message that's controversial versus a radio advertisement in his voice, please. Thank you.
Anyone wish to respond to that? Supervisor Jerzyk?
Video and voice can carry inflections, has the opportunity there to carry that more controversial message. And I actually think Supervisor Lipscomb made a good point. I mean, if there's some quid pro quo at times, you know, when you purchase media and then in exchange for the purchase of media, you in addition get something of value, that is the ability to host a radio program, which, by the way, I think totally out of line for the sheriff who has law enforcement duties to be doing that. But that is the difference. It's just a picture. The public knows who the elected officials are. A picture does nothing other than that's the elected official. But when you start getting into the video and the voice and the inflections and the ability to carry a message, then you're down that path of something much more.
Yes, but the issue is county funds. Now, it would be more expensive to send out a mailer for 20 to 30,000 people than a radio ad. If the issue is county funds, please explain the difference in using public tax, public funds, taxpayer money.
Anybody wish to respond to that?
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead, Supervisor Jerzyk.
I'm going to point out, Madison wrote the line item for the legislative branch. You may have no ability to send out any type of message from the legislative branch, and yet other elected officials may have much more ability to do commercial speech. So, I mean, just the balancing of that. I'm not so sure it's proper for Madison to be writing line items in our budgets, and I think something like that's going to be looked at. But these rules are going to apply to everyone equally, and I think that therein lies the real significance of what we're doing.
Well, and Supervisor Stamper, I think your question is valid, that, you know, maybe Supervisor Lipscomb has the better answer to say, you know, let's put a disclaimer at the end of a commercial saying this is paid for by taxpayer dollars. I think people understand that when they get a newsletter from us that it's probably paid for by taxpayer dollars, from the printing to the writing to the postage. When they see something on TV that's called a public service announcement, I think their anticipation is that the media outlet is providing that time for them. And perhaps whoever did that, whether it be the sheriff, the county executive, you or I, at the end said this has been paid for by taxpayer dollars, that would have a chilling effect on some of these, because I think then the public would say, I don't want my taxpayer dollars going for that type of message. And not necessarily the content of the message. They may feel that they just don't want us spending their tax dollars on TV commercials that essentially are promoting us. So, as opposed to a means of communication. So, you know, this is sort of the train that's running today. We'll see what happens. Maybe Supervisor Lipscomb will offer a better alternative in the future. So, with Supervisor Schmidt?
Just a final word. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we're voting on the whole resolution now, my comment would be just to say, obviously, this is a very difficult issue. It's going to have to be interpreted. I think for us, my opinion, I respect what I've heard too. There is some real difference of opinion here, and I think it's hard to quantify all this. But again, my point would be, you know the differences here. We all know what the differences are if you honestly look at things. You know, what is the purpose of what we're doing? Okay, you know, if I send out a mailing once a year, I have a right to communicate with my constituents. The sheriff has a right to send out information on whatever laws there are. I mean, I don't think anybody's restricted or talking about the sheriff can't send out information in a newsletter or, you know, whatever. Okay, we're not restricting any of that. And we are trying to put everybody on a level playing field. Could there be a better way? Well, I think this starts the conversation. And I do think that we know the difference between if it's personal or not. if we should be using public funds, or is indeed this is campaign stuff. We know the difference to that. So let's just start the conversation here at least, instead of, you know, just saying, well, we don't know how to figure it out, so let's do nothing. And I'm not saying that that's the rationale, everybody here, but that's kind of my way of thinking at it is, you know, we're all supposed to be under the same standards. We're trying to be under the same standards. So let's take this as a start. And the Ethics Committee would have to decide where it goes. I mean, you know, no matter what we would write, the Ethics Committee has to decide. We know they look at it. They look at possible violations all the time, right? Have you ever been called in? I didn't put some addresses on one of my campaign things, and I got called in by the Ethics Board. And I said, well, I can get you. I'm sorry, I forgot to put a couple addresses down. Okay? I'm glad they're watching things. So it's Election Commission, but Ethics, the same kind of stuff. So this is what I'm saying again. I think it's best to try to do something so the conversation is out there, so we do our responsibilities, and that's why I voted for it. Thank you.
Okay, it appears there's no other discussion. Would you take the roll on the resolution as amended?
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Four ayes, three noes. The item is approved as amended.